Welcome to the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast from Fluent in 3 months.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast. I'm your host, Benny Lewis, and it's time for an update on how things are going with my Indonesia travels and with my Indonesian language learning project. I'm currently somewhere between 4 and 5 months into this particular Indonesian adventure, and I had successfully spent 2 months traveling through Java, multiple cities all the way from the west to the east. And I've just spent 10 days in Batam, which is right across from Singapore. I could actually see Singapore from my window, but unlike Singapore, I was only paying about the equivalent of $30 a night to have that ocean view. I don't think you'd get that in Singapore. And right now, as you're listening to this, I am in Borneo, which Indonesians call Kalimantan, the name of the province for their segment of the full Borneo island. And I'm surrounded by orangutans and many other creatures. And in case you didn't know, orangutan, the name that we also use in English, is a mix-up of the Indonesian orang, which just means person. So you'll hear that, like an Irish person or someone from Ireland is orang Irlandia. And utan, which is a shortened version of hutan for forest. So orangutan literally means forest person. And it's an Indonesian word that we've adopted in other languages across the world. So I just thought you might find that interesting, especially because I'm going to be hanging out with them. I had seen them in Bali, but I'm going to be seeing them in a much more natural habitat on this particular trip. But I'm not in Indonesia mainly for the animals. I am here, of course, for the people. And my big success that I wanted to share with you guys today is I have finally started to make friends 100% through Indonesian. Now, I will say when I was in Java, I made plenty of friends. But to be fair, the conversations were in a bit of a mix. I was meeting up with people who had a certain degree of English, and we were able to switch in and out. Maybe it was 50-50 for a lot of the interactions, but their English was pretty good, so I could always fall back on that. And as I mentioned in a previous update, I wasn't feeling as confident as I could have with my Indonesian for the first chunk of my time in Java, but I've continued to try to make progress, get lots of practice, do my vocabulary drills at the start of my day. And here in, or I should say, my previous destination in Batam, I finally met somebody, and they had absolutely no English, and we kept the conversation in Indonesian the entire time, chatting for hours and hung out multiple times, talking about many different things. Obviously, my Indonesian is not fluent yet, so there were lots of words that I was struggling to remember and had to look up, or had to ask, but I couldn't ask in English. So I was finally able to truly use the language for what I want to use it for, because interacting with people who have some English is beneficial. It kind of shows them you respect their culture and such. But when you meet people who don't speak any English at all, then you're really getting into a true window into the local culture. So I'm very happy I'm finally able to do that. Obviously, throughout my time in Java, I was having Indonesian-only interactions, but that's not quite the same when it's just that brief exchange. Like, you know, you're talking to the taxi man, or you're asking directions, that kind of stuff that it would only last for a couple of minutes. I have had loads of those interactions with people who don't speak any English. You know, I could still feel proud of that. But the difference is now I've interacted with a single person for multiple hours only in the language. So very pleased that I could share that update with you. It's been a very slow, gradual build up to reach that stage where I'm still not fluent, obviously, but I'm able to make friends entirely through Indonesian. Having said that, there are still challenges. Like while I was in Batam, I had to pay for parking in this building I kept going to. And because I was there for different amounts of time, the amount for parking was slightly different every time. And for whatever reason, even though numbers are the easiest thing that you learn in a language, one of the first things you learn, I still couldn't quite make out what this guy was saying. And I kept having to hand him way too much money and wait for the change. I don't know if it was his accent or the different dialect that they may have in Batam, but I struggled to understand this guy, whereas I was just coming from deep conversations with another person. So it's a bit of neither here nor there. So you take the good with the bad, but I'm absolutely feeling more confident just in time because getting to Borneo, especially away from tourist hotspots, I absolutely need to be speaking Indonesian even more than I was before. And as I go on, I'm going to be spending time after here. Well, I'm currently in East Borneo. I'm going to spend time in West Borneo as well. It's a huge island, so that's quite a distance. I'm going to be in Sulawesi, which is a very weirdly shaped island, and I'll be in Sumatra. So all these places, you don't tend to bump into that many other foreigners. I have been very frequently the first white guy a lot of people have ever spoken to in their lives. So I'm trying to give them a first impression, trying to represent foreigners as open-minded and to talk to them casually and so on. But I'm going to be in many places that is uniquely going to require me to speak Indonesian. And Batam, where I just was, what was curious, because it's right across the strait from Singapore, there were a few people who could speak English, mainly because of a lot of people coming from Singapore. Even though they have Malay there, some of them may prefer to speak English. I did run into a few people in the tourist industry. A person I rented my bike from actually spoke very good English, although I should say a very good Singlish, because highly influenced by Singaporean English, which is different if you ever go there. But I still obviously got to meet many people who would not work in the tourist industry, and so they would have no reason to speak any English. So I got to practice that, and I'm very pleased. So as I start off here in Borneo, I'm going to attempt to see if I can meet more people and hopefully make more friends through Indonesian. And so that is my big update, both on the travel and the language aspect. I hope you've enjoyed hearing that. And of course, if you're kicking off your own summer project, you can always talk with me personally one-on-one. Well, I do group sessions with Bootcamp that you can check out at languagehacking.com/BC. I also do one-on-one consultation. So I'll leave a link to that in the show notes as well. And I'd be very happy to talk to you if you want to work through any of your own challenges. For the short term, I'm going to reduce the rate that I usually do for that. So you'll see that just for the next month or so at half the price I usually do. So maybe you'll talk with me one-on-one if you think that'll help with your language project. But otherwise, thanks for tuning in. And until the next time, happy language learning and happy travels.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you found this episode valuable and want to help us out, please leave a review at languagehacking.com/review. The Language and Travel Hacking Podcast is presented by Benny Lewis and produced by Kittichai Boonthong, with special thanks to the Fluent in 3 Months team. The theme music was written and performed by Shannon Kennedy. Find the show notes at languagehacking.com/podcast. Thank you for listening. Happy language learning and happy travels.